terangi Maria, orang ini tuh honey, oh papa tuh nukue takutoney, oh tetaya afine ia tato, tihe Maori ora. This is the Green Desk on 95 BFM.
It is indeed the Green Desk. This week on Green Desk, Mitch speaks to PhD student Lauren Vargo about the quickly declining Kiwi glaciers. 2018 proved to be the worst ice melt since the 1980s. The two chat about glacier retreat and how they pick up data in their snowline surveys each year. Mitch begins by asking Lauren the situation we are facing and what it's going to look like in the future.
There are a few different ways that we monitor glacier change in New Zealand, and pretty much all of those different ways that we measure it, we've seen that the glaciers are retreating, they're getting shorter, they're losing mass, and yeah, that has some big implications for a lot of different reasons.
Are our glaciers retreating at the same rate as other places are globally, or are we a bit faster, or are we a bit slower? How are we sort of comparing globally?
Yeah, there was a really interesting study, I think back in the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s, New Zealand glaciers were advancing when almost all the other glaciers in the world were retreating, and that was because there were some cold sea surface temperatures during those decades, like a bit colder than normal. But since then, things have gotten warmer, and from what I know, it's about similar in New Zealand to most of the other regions around the world, kind of the average probably.
How significant is it?
Oh, it's a pretty big deal. I think glaciers are really important for water resources around the world. They've contributed more to sea level rise so far than the ice sheet. And then specifically in New Zealand, glaciers are really important for tourism. I think I saw a Stuff article that they did on some of our work a year or so ago that I think almost 1 million international visitors saw a glacier in New Zealand in 2017 or 2018. They're also important for recreation and hydropower. Yeah, so losing the glaciers is a big deal. Or even not just losing all of them, but having them become less accessible to see and to get to. Yeah.
Do they have a sort of ecological role as well? Do they serve as habitats for a few species?
Yeah, they definitely do. I think that was in that listener article. That probably goes into details more than I know about it. But yeah, there are definitely more implications than just ice loss.
Well, I don't know if you can say this for certain, but for the ones that you've been looking at in particular, how much has been lost?
A few different things that we measure. So we measure the change in length, and then we measure the change in mass. And so there are a couple that get measured, the mass gets measured directly. So just one of those glaciers, there's one that we study kind of the most, that's Brewster Glacier. It's down near Haast Pass. We've estimated that over the last 3 years, every year the surface has lowered by about 2 meters, kind of average. So it's lost a lot of mass, and then it's also retreated, I think, about 400 meters, not in the last 3 years, since 1980 or so. So
that's,
yeah, that's kind of a complicated
lot.
Answer.
That's heaps.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's more significant than I actually thought at all, you know? When it comes to things like measuring mass of something like that, how do you get that data? How do you measure it?
Yeah, there are two different ways we measure it. So we can go down to the glacier, and for two glaciers in New Zealand, we measure mass directly. And so our group does one and a group from Canterbury does the other, and we go down, and in the winter we go and we measure how much snow is on the glacier, and then we go back in the summer and we measure how much of that snow has melted. So we can do that, but it's pretty energy intensive. We can also measure changes in mass. So NIWA, since the 1970s, there's been the Snowline Survey in New Zealand, and NIWA has taken it over sometime recently. And so we've come up with a method just in the last couple of years. It makes it possible for us to take kind of hundreds of photos of each glacier. And from that, we can create these really high-resolution models of the glacier, including the elevation of them. And so we can look at the changes in those elevations from year to year to also estimate changes in volume.
Right. And so just going back to the other glacier, and it's retreated 400 meters. So maybe using that as a sort of guide of all other ones. If we were to sort of continue business as usual, and we just carry on as we are, how long do we have, do you think?
Yeah, so So I think even if we continue business as usual, which is kind of the worst case scenario for those different RCP scenarios, which there were four different kind of scenarios of how temperatures will change depending on how our emissions change, and kind of the business as usual, which is also the worst case, there'll still probably be some ice in New Zealand. Like, I don't think it will all disappear, but there'll be a lot less of it. It'll be a lot less not just accessible to get to, but to see kind of all the big glaciers like Fox and Franz. You wouldn't be able to just walk up to them like right. You can now to look at them. Yeah.
So if we were to change, what would the sort of thresholds be to sort of maintain them at a good level, or like as they are now? Like, do you think it's impossible for them to be preserved as they are now if we changed in the next few years?
Yeah, I think so. Even if we changed like tomorrow somehow, I think there have been some papers looking at this globally, but we've already committed to, I think, a certain amount of warming. Even if we stopped emitting any carbon right now, we'd still lose some of the glaciers from what we see today. And maybe eventually they'd get back to their current size or even previous sizes, but we've already committed to some additional glacier mass loss.
Right, so you don't think we've gone past the point of no return? You think we can actually get our glaciers, say if the best case scenario, we could actually get our glaciers to sort of reform and grow?
Yeah, that's kind of like if we stopped emitting carbon, any greenhouse gases, and started sequestering them, and then the glaciers would adjust, they would get back to that equilibrium, and then some years after that, maybe decades, they could start to grow, yeah. But I think that's pretty unlikely.
Yeah. I don't think it's happening anytime soon.
Definitely.
I don't know if you can answer this, but what is the government... Like, these are pretty significant things. Like, you're talking about a million tourists in 2017 and things like that. What role is the government currently playing? Do they have plans in place? Do they have emergency measures? Are they funding you? What's going on? How are they helping or protecting, or are they just doing nothing?
Oh, that's a really good question. I'm not sure. NIWA does. So NIWA does run that, all the glacier monitoring, the snowline survey, and the two surveys where we go to the glaciers directly, but I'm not even sure kind of about the funding in NIWA, whether it's kind of government funding or from their own kind of work. Yeah, so I'm not too sure, but I think it is something that's important for the government to think about, do something if they can. But it's also tricky because even if New Zealand's government took a lot of steps to try and kind of help in terms of trying to reduce the glaciers, keep the glaciers from retreating too much, it's kind of a global problem. It's not just the New Zealand government doing something won't solve all of it.
Right. So where to from here from you? What's next on your cards and your studies for that matter?
Yeah. So we've started looking, I guess the most recent work I've been doing is looking at the influence of humans on changes in glacier mass. So in particular, how much humans have contributed to the years when the glaciers lose the most mass. So in 2018, we did the snowline survey and we saw that all of the glaciers had the least amount of snow on them that they have had since the 1970s when the survey started. And we use that amount of snow as a proxy for how much mass they've gained or lost. So it showed us that 2018, the glaciers all lost a lot of mass. And so I used that data combined with glacier models to kind of show that that wouldn't have happened without anthropogenic influence or without climate change.
Right, and I know obviously climate change is sort of overarching thing that's making these glaciers decline or retreat, but are there more direct human impacts that are causing it to go faster rather than just like the...
It's pretty much global warming. Glaciers respond pretty directly to changes in temperature and precipitation. And in New Zealand, there aren't really any big changes in precipitation that have been happening in the last few decades. So it is really mainly in response to this increase in temperatures.
That's interesting. I think that's about all the questions I've really got. I'm not really well-versed in the sort of area of glaciers and stuff, so I don't really have any, lots of questions. But do you want to add anything else or anything else that you think is really worth chucking in here?
So just one thing. So the one little glacier that we studied, Brewster, that retreated 400 meters or so since the 80s. And that kind of surprised you. When we look at Tasman Glacier, I think it's retreated, oh, I don't know the exact number, but it's like 5 or 6 kilometers since the 80s. Yeah. So you can even go onto like Google Earth and look at all of Tasman Lake. So that only started forming in like, I think, 1983 or 84. And before that, the glacier was all the way to the end of the lake.
Wow.
So there have been some really, yeah, really dramatic changes.
Wow, that's hectic. There's a question. I think I already know the answer, but how many glaciers are gone?
So there is a study that's not published yet, but their estimate found that I think about a third of New Zealand's glaciated area has decreased or has disappeared since 1978 or so, when the first survey took place. And so some of that is going to be glaciers getting smaller, but some is also going to be glaciers disappearing.
Have you seen any in your time disappear since you've been here and studying?
Yeah, totally. When we do that snowline survey, there are some glaciers that when they were first collected in the 70s were quite decent-sized glaciers, and now we fly to them, and it just kind of almost feels like a waste of time flying to them and taking pictures because they're just pretty much just little earth snow patches.
Or water.
Yeah, there'll be a little bit of ice, but to be a glacier, it's defined as ice that's flowing under its own weight, and so there are these little snow patches now that probably aren't doing that anymore.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM. Tihei Mauriora.